Our Troy locker room chat continuing here tonight, KNZA 103.9 FM, as we're on to the boys basketball team and joined now by head coach Jonathan Rodveld. It is brought to you by Exchange Bank, Troy Booster Club, John's Market, Kinsey Farm, and Anderson Meats. Coach, we talked last week out of the break. You hadn't played a game when we last spoke. Now, a couple of games in after the break, a couple of wins. Friday, big win against Valley Heights. And then how about Tuesday, a double overtime thriller. You win at Onega, 67-61. What's the last week been like?
We've been trying to work on some different defenses and kind of mixing things up back and forth. But overall, I mean, it's about toughness for us. And executing, and we haven't really executed very well. The last game, our Valley Heights game, was one that was a tight game, and we did throw out a new defense on them in the second half, and were able to kind of put that one away finally in the fourth quarter, and got the momentum, and we were at home, so the ball goes in a little easier. That was an up and down game, an exciting game if you were watching it. And Valley Heights and us kind of go up and down the floor, about the same. So it was up and down, and there were some missed shots, missed layups on both sides. And finally we got some good momentum, knocked down, some shots, got some steals, stuff like that. So we're really just focusing on going through the little stuff, the couple days before the Onega game, just trying to have good defense and close out on guys and contest shots and box out and rebound. And we had that double overtime game against Onega last night, and glad that we won, because everything's better if it's got a W next to it. But there were a lot of things that we didn't do necessarily well, and they also broke our press pretty easily. Slow out the gate, kind of got back into it, had a lead for a little bit there, and I think the third quarter had a little lead, and then they pulled us right back in. And Onega's one of those teams that they're not always going to be super athletic all the time, but they're patient and they're really deliberate in what they do. And I think that comes down to coaching for sure.
But let's talk about the TVL tournament. It begins this weekend. As we are talking here, the bracket's not fully released yet, so still TBD on how the first game's going to fall for you. But it's always a fun experience. It's week long. Anybody can play anybody. It's just a kind of a nice, not really a reset, but it's just a different kind of feel to kind of put in the middle of the season. Just take us your thoughts here on the TVL tournament, your experiences. What's it like coaching in that?
I always personally kind of refer to it as like the granddaddy of them all, but because everybody kind of got rid of their league tournaments, and the TVL really hung on to that thing, and I'm glad they did, because it's really special. You have the smaller school districts, and Twin Valley League's known for being super tough and having good athletes come out of it, and good communities getting together. And hey, it's a heated thing. Everybody's looking forward to even going and playing against, having their kids play against the teams that they played against in high school. So it's a really neat feeling. And I mean, you kind of know you're there. It's loud. Fans are going crazy. It's a good pressure moment for our kids before getting to sub-state. Some of these other tournaments may not have the same feel exactly, depending on if you get different teams coming in and out of them. But it's a neat thing. I hadn't really experienced anything quite like it. Unless you get to deeper into sub-state. But it's pretty neat, everybody getting together and playing. And most games are close because everybody competes. And talent's one thing, but all of our kids play hard. It's just pretty cool. Pretty cool to be involved in it. Happy to be in the TVL and coaching in the TVL. you never know who you're going to get, like you said. But we really hope that, we can just buckle down, play good defense, start executing offensively, and make a good push here in this tournament.
It's going to be a lot of fun, no doubt about it. TVL tournament starting this weekend, and interesting to see how the matchups are going to shake up in the first couple of days. That's Troy boys basketball coach Jonathan Rodvelt joining us again, brought to you by Exchange Bank, Troy Booster Club, John's Market, Kinsey Farm, and Anderson Meats. They get set for that TVL tournament, which begins on Saturday. Coach, appreciate it as always. Good luck here in the next week, and we will talk to you again next week.
All right. Thank you.